What's up, everybody? This is Positivity Spartans, Season 3, Episode 48. It's Marcellic Majestic James, my boy Eric Lane, and yours truly, Isaiah Hubbard. I go by many names, but that's the one that I was given at birth. How y'all doing today, fellas?
What up, brother? What up?
Oh, I'm living, bro. I'm excited. I'm happy to be here. We back, man. And you know, as always, we got to start with the quote. So, Lane, dog, let me get that fire.
Okay, quote of the day. Learn to master your emotions, people. I'll say it again. Learn to master your emotions. It may seem like a very simple cliche statement, but the art of mastering your emotions is something that we all must master. I believe it can truly make our life much easier. You know, just not saying disregard your emotions, but just learn and ask yourself, are certain things worth acknowledging or even worth the emotion? Some things you got to charge for the game.
Yes, sir. Man, I couldn't agree more with that, man, because that's a part of growth. I mean, like, in my journey of growing and trying to become a better person, man, it took me a while to realize that you really do have to sometimes charge that shit to the game, big dog.
Mm-hmm. You got to take a small L for a big dub at the end.
You feel me? And mastering them the most, man. It ain't always easy because you may be in a situation where somebody pushed your limit. And oh my goodness. I mean, I've been there. We've been there. Y'all have seen me in a situation like that where, you know what I mean, I came out of character. But, you know what I mean? You got to learn to master them emotions, big dog. I love that for today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but for today's episode, it's just us three today, as you guys noticed. You know, we want to have a little return of the Spartans, you know, coming off the new season. It's been a minute. We've all been doing things and growing, and I'm loving it. So we just wanted to, you know, talk amongst ourselves, talk to y'all, see how everybody's doing, man. And with that, how are y'all doing, man? It's been a minute since we spoke. I said to Lane when he hopped on, man, I was like, it's good to hear your voice. Because it really has been a minute. You know, me and Marcellus, he came to the crib, and we talked on the phone. But I ain't heard from man Lane in a while.
I'm doing good, fellas. Life has been pretty good, man. You know, been seeing my shrink periodically.
Mm-hmm. Mental health right. Is wealth, baby.
Oh, that sounds good coming from a black man. Yes, sir.
I know, right? got the mind right. Emotions are doing good. Body doing right. You know, down like 20 pounds now. So, yeah, everything's good, bro. I guess the only downfall would be is that I got to leave my family next year, going overseas for a year. So, But aside from that, everything is kosher, bro.
I love it, man. You say you down 20 pounds, dog?
Yeah, man. I'm at 200 even now, bro.
Oh, shit. It's a hot boy summer for Lane, huh?
Oh, man. Hey, it don't really get too hot here, unfortunately.
All right, Lane. So we're going to go a little more in depth with the checkups. On a 1 to 10 scale, where you at mentally?
Mentally right now, I'm like an 8. About an 8. 7.5. Right. 8.
Okay. What about spiritually?
Spiritually, probably about the same, about 8, 9.
And emotionally?
Emotionally, about a 9, man. My wife, she's been holding me down, bro. Kind of let some puppy dog tears out on occasion, but I'm good, man. I'm good.
And I already know the physical at like a 9, 10, because
yeah, right. Oh, yeah, 10 yeah, pounds. Yeah.
Let me ask that for you.
hey, y'all seen the pic I posted in the group?
Yes, sir. Man looking slim.
Yeah, it's all part of the process, dog. I love to hear it, man. My man averaging like a 9, and I love it. You get 8.5 average. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really good at math, but.
Hey, 8.5 average would get me a $30 million contract in the NBA nowadays.
Hey, You're right.
Oh, that's so bad.
You're totally right. Man, speaking of contracts, man, we gonna have to talk about this cannabis thing with Shikari Richardson one time.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let's finish the checkup.
Yeah. We're gonna have to talk about that later. We'll continue with what we're doing, but that we're gonna come back to that.
All right, I'll go. It's been a lot going on. The last time we recorded was what?
It's been May, it's been maybe over 2 months.
It's been around May, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. around there.
So in that time, I moved to Texas from Arizona. I bought my first home.
Yes, sir.
Adventure,
because I never saw my home before. Well, I did see it before I bought it, but only like a few weeks before. get to my unit, right? So I haven't even paid my first mortgage payment. And they're like, yo, you finna deploy in the next 30 days. Like,
welcome to Fort Hood, bro.
Okay. All right. Cool. And it's weird because, like, I'm so indifferent about it. Like, I've just been talking to people and they're just like, how do you feel? You know, it's part of what you sign up for. Right. And I'm not upset about it. I guess I could be happy about it. Like, it's a good financial reset to, you know, cover all expenses of purchasing a home. So I'm in this weird in between phase where it's like, I do want to go, but it's just out of nowhere. It's so short notice. So yeah, it's strange.
Is it stressful? Like, so you said all the good reasons why, but I mean, like, do you have negative, what are the negative feelings towards it?
Well, the negative would be I just got my home and I don't get to enjoy it, right? But positive out of it, I have a roommate, one of my close friends from when I lived in Germany. He's stationed here, and we linked up so he could be my roommate. So, like, my home would be cared for. Like, nice. That.
Okay.
That issue's kind of out the way. Then I moved to Texas for my son, partially, and
I think I'm not
like, like, it's different when I see how people feel when they have kids and they go and deploy. I can actually experience that now and feel that same, whatever you want to call that feeling.
Yeah, but, and you know, that's something y'all both share right now. Y'all can definitely empathize with each other, you know, on that one, because both of y'all getting ready to fly. How are both of y'all going to leave me at the same time, man? Damn.
That's what we do.
I'm not until 2022, though. So March.
Okay, you got a little bit. Yeah, you still got a little bit.
And the same talking like,
he's still young. So I don't feel like it'll impact him as much as if he was older and he like knew what was going on. So like on a positivity spot, I always find a positive out of whatever's going on. So.
Absolutely, bro. Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? But when you address the negative, yeah, you immediately add the positive for it, bro. And that's what I love to hear. I mean, that outlook on it is going to change everything. Because you've been deployed before, correct?
Yes, sir. Djibouti, Africa.
Yes, sir. So you already know. I mean, there's 2 days on deployment, the day you leave and the day you come back.
I wish.
That's the way I looked at it, dog. That day, 2 days, the day I left and the day I came back. Everything in between was self-development.
That's a great perspective to have. Yeah, it's Marcellus, how you doing mentally, man? On a 1 to a 10.
Yeah, give us the numbers.
Prior to the deployment information, I was on a good 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I'm at like a 7.
Okay.
I'm at about a 7.
Okay. Spiritually?
Spiritually, I feel like that's what's keeping me balanced, like just knowing there's a reason all this is happening. So I say spiritually, I'm like an 8.5, 9.
And you've been doing yoga as of recently, huh?
Yeah, I had to get back into that.
Yeah,
I got them over
here, and my little cousin hoops like every day, sometimes twice a day. And he's like, "Yo, you trying to come out? Like, you trying to come hoop?" I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm feeling old, bro." I can't even hoop back to back days anymore, right? My body is not having it, so the yoga kind of helps.
Between, huh?
Yeah, it kind of helps with the recovery and getting the flexibility back. So number one, I'm not as sore, and then number two, because between the playing ball again consistently, and I was at this thing called Green Company. Hopefully, in our next season, I could get there first and talk about it. But Fort Hood established an initiative that they're using as a test subject for the whole Army to integrate people into their units. So it's, you go through like a 2-week course essentially, and you're learning about suicide awareness and how to prevent it.
You're learning about
preventing SHARP and how to report it and EO violations. And that's supposed to help you build, strong, their motto, strong sergeants, strong soldiers. And they just want you to be able to do that in order for when you get into your unit. Because you ever get to a new unit or a new work organization, anything like that, you get there and they're like, there's somebody that's doing stuff that's wrong. And people are like, oh, that's just the way they are. Yeah. Have that happen to you guys?
Yes.
All the time, bro.
Been there. Do as I say, not as I do type of thing, situations.
Exactly. So they're pretty much there to, once that does happen, if it does happen, which it probably will, because there's a toxic person somewhere. But the issue is letting them continue to be toxic. So they're pretty much showing, they're giving you the tools you need to go, hey, I need to get something done. Because then there's times where that person's in power in that unit and you go to talk to someone, they're like, oh, that's my buddy. I can't blah, 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 blah. But you can always go back to Green Company and get
those people that you going on my unit. Like,
can you guys help out? Kind of do.
That's,
but they were doing crazy PT there. APT was real. And I'm like, all right, I got it. Cool. My body hurts.
What do you mean? Like, it was super challenging or?
Yeah, it was pretty challenging. Like, it was a lot of it was hit. The culminating event, we did like almost a 5-mile ruck, mm-hmm. and like half of it, you're carrying a 200-pound dummy.
Wow.
And then you're running and doing exercise.
Applying all the skills
that we've learned throughout the course, back into the culminating event. So it was dope. Like when I first got there, they were talking about it, I was like, oh, I don't really know about that. But it was really dope. I really enjoyed the experience.
I'm about to say it sounded like, I mean, it's fun. Like, I'd rather do PT like that than the regular old, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, you know, let's go.
Oh, no, it was none of that.
Yeah. See, I like integrated PT. I mean, get your body moving, use some of the stuff that we learned. That's what's up, man. It sounds like it was definitely, I mean, a great introduction to your new duty station.
Yes, sir.
I dig it. Back to the health and wellness check though. So I mean, we see you good spiritually, you good. It sounds emotionally, you're pretty high up there too.
Yeah, like I said, I'm in that indifference phase. So again, I'll get at like a 7. So I'm just like, okay, let's just do this. Like, gotta do what you gotta do. Let's come on.
Yeah, I dig that. You know what I mean? And as soldiers, you know, that's kind of how we do it. You know what I mean, because I don't know how Lane feels, but that was my kind of mindset when I was in. But
physically,
how you feeling?
Physically, I say about, since I'm working back up again, I say about a 7.5.
7.5, all right. Yeah. Ain't too bad. Yeah, I could definitely tell you this much on that deployment, you'll probably hit like 8 or 9.
Boy. For sure.
That is one of the few things I do miss about being on deployment, is just having that free access to the gym. Oh, man.
A hyperbolic time chamber?
Man, I'm telling you, that's what it was like. I was just in there training, getting it.
You get 3 workouts in, done 8. 3 meals.
Right. There's 3 square meals, depending on where you're at.
Went to work the whole day, and you look at the time, and it's like 6:45. Like, what? Mm-hmm. How?
They ain't got nothing to do but go back to that gym, man. It's the one thing I will say about a deployment, man. It's challenging, but there, if you can master your emotions, you know what I'm saying, then you can definitely come out of there a better person.
Mm-hmm. All right, Zay. Tell us the updates. Let's get those numeros.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest, man. Like, around would be. Like ended our last episode, I was all right, but I hit a pretty rough patch, man. I went into like dark mode, is what I call it. I don't really like to talk to anybody. I don't really like to, you know what I mean? I don't really answer text messages. Y'all know how it goes. You know what I mean? When it's hard to contact me, but I couldn't really, you know what I mean, pinpoint it, man. And yeah, I came to this conclusion that like I was lacking consistency. You know what I mean? And I always feel like I'm better when I'm more consistent. You know what I mean? Like I was lacking on the gym. You know what I mean? We weren't talking as much to, you know, get ideas for the podcast episode. I mean, there was days I just wasn't even really feeling getting out of bed, man. But I found a light. You know what I mean? I found a light, came out on top. And I can say I'm doing a hell of a lot better now. You know what I mean? I got the business with my brother, Alpha Brother Services. You know, we got the rental vehicles going out. You know, I got the bucket hat testers out. You know what I mean? Seeing how we can get those, see if we can do those.
Fuego.
Yeah. Got the dad hats, you know what I'm saying? I'll be here. You know what I mean? I'm free tomorrow. I know you're on TDY. We can link up. I ain't got a gym session tomorrow, so we can link up or whatever. But yeah, man, it's been progression and growth, man. I'll say I started out mentally probably at like a 3, and I can say now truly and honestly I'm at an 8.5. It's only an 8.5 because the NBA ended it, so I'm a little sad. And then TVSA is thinking up the joint, so it's like, damn, I ain't got no good basketball to watch. But I can say I'm at an 8.5 now, man. You know, it was rough for a little bit, but you know, we bounce back like you said, Marcel. As a Spartan, we try to find the positive, and we may get knocked down, but we don't stay down. You feel me?
Yeah.
On the physical side, I mean, y'all know your boy in the gym, man. I've been getting it consistently, dog, and I'm loving the results. Shout out to Gigi, cause she be putting my ass through the fire as always. If y'all in the Waco area, definitely holler at her, cause she will be ass in the shape. Myself, man.
I'll probably come out next weekend, actually. I'll probably come out next weekend and get one.
Come out there and see if we can get. I'll do a Saturday session, you know what I'm saying, and get some of this work. But
yes, sir.
Definitely feeling like a 9, you know what I mean, on health. Man, I may be damn near 30, but I feel like I'm in some of the best shape in my life. I actually got to hoop while I was back home. I went and visited home, PA, last week to watch the dogs for my brother and whatnot. And I got to hoop, man, and it felt great. It felt great out there, so I'm definitely feeling like a 9 physically.
You went to Easton?
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. It was the only hoop session I had time for, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I got to see the fam too, man, and I loved it. You know, it's kind of different coming back as an adult now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like y'all can sit down and talk and have the conversations and, you know, the stories about life and everything else. It's good and it's refreshing. It was definitely a reset I needed, man, because there were so many stories and reminiscing, man. It felt good. You know what I mean? It made me feel old because, you know, all the young kids is talking and then they run around me in the backyard. But at the same time, it was cool to be back in that safe place.
You say you got to see the fans?
No, the fam.
The what?
The fam.
Oh, I thought you said fan.
I definitely got to see some Spartan supporters though while I was out there. So shout out to y'all.
That's what I was going to say. Like while I was home, it put in perspective what this podcast is doing.
I didn't tell anybody to wear a shirt
while they hung out with me, and when we linked up, they were wearing shirts, and I'm like, "Yo, this is dope." And they just started talking, like, "Man, on this one episode, like, this really hit me." And yeah, it's dope to have seen that, because most of our friends that like actually do buy the shirts are coming out of the PA. So
yeah, out of PA and everything. And we love the feedback. I don't know about y'all, but anytime somebody tells me, "Yo, we love what you're doing," or "keep doing what you," I love it. I swear to God, I love it, because that's why we do it, man. So we can drop the dope content for y'all. It's for, you mean, the podcast for the people by the people.
Yes, sir.
So you hit the physical, you hit the mental, spiritual, and emotional life.
Okay. Spiritual, man. I've been I'll say my spiritual is about a 7, but it's getting better. I've actually been doing Qigong with the VA, and I mean, a lot of balancing my chi and getting everything right. I've noticed, I mean, I was really off balance, and you know, that revelation, you know, I mean, is why I can be so honest about where I am. But it, you know, I mean, it's working, bro. The Qigong is all I recommend it to anybody who's having like any type of, you mean, want to get spiritual aligning, but also has like any type of, you know, we getting older, man, any type of ailments or anything, back pains, any of that, because, you know, just the focusing on the movements and the breathing and, you know, everything we covered in like the yoga, same thing in yoga, everything we covered in that episode, it's the same type of concepts. And it's just relaxing and spiritually it's helping, you know, helping me find that balance between, you know, doing the podcast, running the business, getting my crypto, making sure I'm hitting the gym, and also finding free time for family and friends and being more of a better person, you know what I'm saying? So it's, my spirituality is definitely getting there. Looking for some more, you know, self-development audiobooks. So if anybody has any recommendations, feel free to throw them at me, man, because, you know, that's something I'm focusing on right now is the spirituality. It's like I said, it's at a 7, but, you know what I mean, it's coming up from like a, maybe like a 3. To be completely honest.
Oh.
And what was the last one? What did I miss?
Nah, we had everything.
We had everything.
Mental and spiritual, so you're good.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's, emotional? Did you say emotional?
Emotional? Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, I'm emotionally, I'm good, baby. I mean, I've been watching watching some real touching like movies lately, and I've been having some crocodile tears. So I feel like I'm real connected emotionally. Say again.
Space.
So what's the last one that gave you crocodile tears?
Oh man, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. You know what I mean, but if you Space watch Jam, All American, if you watch All American, that last episode kind of got me.
Oh yeah, that last episode was kind of real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. That last episode, I was like, damn, like, after all that, you know what I mean? But that's all I'll say about that one, man.
What? Jay, I thought you were going to say Space Jam had you crying, man.
You know, I haven't gotten to watch Space Jam yet, bro. it came out.
Me neither.
That's no knock to, you know what I mean, on LeBron or anything. It's just, you know what I mean? I've been watching a lot of my anime, Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm catching up on that, Fire Force, Manifest. I actually really just finished Manifest yesterday. I'm sorry, today. You know what I mean? And I've been watching a lot of other shows, so I haven't really, like, stopped to watch it. Black Widow either, you know what I mean? But I might sit down and watch that later. Yeah, did you watch it?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Y'all liked it?
Yeah, it was smooth, man.
See, I can dig that, man. I respect y'all opinions. And, you know, some people on the internet, just because they don't like LeBron as a basketball player, anything he does is trash. And I just can't – I can't accept that. Like, you got to give a man credit where credit is due, dog.
Right. Definitely. Look at the Olympic team.
Huh. Oh my goodness, what? Goodness, what? Yo, speaking of Olympic team in basketball, shout out to my man Marcellus, Finals MVP.
my boy, Marcellus Giannis Django.
Out this weekend because
like all the stuff been going on. I haven't gone out in a grip, so yeah. we went out and did and to Austin. Walk into this one bar, and like the first thing I see, this dude staring me down. I'm like, what is he looking at me for? And it, but it didn't look like ill intent. So I walk past him, and he's like, yo, I just want to say congratulations on the championship. Yeah. And then he tapped me up, yo. It was so funny.
Oh, man. Yo, so. You got to tell us a story about Shorty in the ear, man.
All right, so same bar.
Same bar, so you didn't even have to go nowhere.
Nope, I ain't even have to go somewhere else. So nothing same awesome. Bar, I'm about to get a drink. Me and my friend waiting to get drinks, and you see this girl, and she's kind of talking to him, and he's like completely ignoring her because he can tell she's drunk. But yeah. I try to be nice.
Some people are like emotional drunks.
They just want somebody to talk to, whatever.
Yeah.
So she's going, talking to him, and I like acknowledged her and said something. So she like came from around him and like squeezed in between him and me to talk to me. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. But the moment she got next to me, she was touchy. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. She's drunk, whatever. She's just touching my shoulder. And then she immediately just started flirting. And I'm like, that's cool. You're really drunk. And she's like, well, I'm about to go home. And I'm like, that's cool. I hope you have a very safe ride home. She's like, no, I'm about to go home. And she's like, looks at me. And I'm like, Well, yeah, I hope you had a good time tonight. Yeah, and, hope you have a good ride home. And she just kept trying to shoot her shot, and I was just being as nice as I could be. And then in the midst of that, I look forward, still trying to, I'm still.
So I look forward,
and she just stuck her finger in my ear, and I was like.
Okay. Straight up just reached up and put her finger in your ear.
And just put her finger in my ear, and I was like, this is awkward. I'm going to go to the other side of the bar. So I walked all the way around to the other side of the bar to get away from her. And I went back to the other side of my friend. But it was uncomfortable for sure.
Yeah, I bet, bro. That's super uncomfortable. She blatantly just reached up and put a finger in here. I was like, strange. I don't know why. I'm having a hard time. I can't hear it, and it's like, wow, what makes you put your finger in somebody's ear?
It was so random. I was like, okay, she's not getting any hints. I'm just going to leave. I hope she made it home safe because, I'm a victim's advocate. Mm-hmm. I'm certified as a victim's advocate nationally, actually. And, people are predators for people like.
Yeah, for real, though.
Security or the bartender, and can y'all get her order her Uber or something? But yeah, I was just trying to not be rude to her.
Yeah, that's a crazy situation there, brother. Wild things happen on Sixth Street, so I mean it's not too surprising, honestly. It's crazy.
So what was some of your favorite moments of season two?
Ooh, from season two. I like the diversity of the episodes, man. We covered a wide range of episodes, but I feel like we really covered a topic for everybody. And I enjoyed that a lot. I mean, we had spiritual aspects with yoga and enlightening. We had a lot of the physical because we had a couple trainers on and things like that. Even that episode where it was the Yogi of Light, I believe. That's her IG handle, where she was talking to us about the psychotic meaning behind food, like how red makes us want to indulge more into eating and things like that. That was really mind blowing for me. I love that a lot. I feel like we put out a lot of good knowledge in season two, and that was for me. That was the best part because I learned a lot.
Agreed. What about you, Lane?
I can't pinpoint anything. I just think it was a great season. Altogether is one.
But give us a moment. Give us a moment.
A moment. I can't pinpoint a moment, man. Because we had so many moments.
It's crazy. Hard to narrow down things. When we look back, a lot of the guests was your people, man.
That is true. Yes. That is true.
Yes, they were.
Honestly, I think I can pinpoint that.
Okay.
Probably when your mom came on and my dad came on.
Okay. Yeah,
those were good.
I think that was pretty dope, man. Just our parents seeing us within our element, us just giving them their flowers while they're still alive. I think that was pretty solid.
I think that is true, man. That was because those were very dope episodes. I listened to those actually a few times.
Mm-hmm. Me too. My mom was terrified. She was like, she was so nervous. She actually didn't. She was like, I don't think I could do this. I'm like, Mom, you can do it. And she reneged at one point, and I'm like, Mom, you can do this. You talk to people all the time. You mentor people all the time. You just have to record it. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, right. It's just talking to the phone, right?
If you don't like it, we won't even post it. If you don't like when we're done recording, we won't even post it. But just go do it.
She did a great job.
Yeah. She called me after. She called me after and was like, "This was fun." I enjoyed that. I'll say for me in our earlier episodes, because we started right around.
It was right before the cut, right?
Yeah, yep. The exact same week, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big moments for me was when we bring two things, actually, when we bring a guest on and we expect one thing and something else happens, like when Eric's friend came on, and she was like very into her spiritual awareness. Yeah, and she just like changed my whole perspective on everything that was going on. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Any way, shape, or form, think of it that way. And then I would say when Noah came on, again, that was one of the earlier episodes of the season. And we're just thinking Noah's going to talk about real estate. Like, my man's right. just going to talk about real estate. Like, this week. And he took us through his whole journey. He even brought us into things we didn't know about him. Like, you know, all the mental health things he had. That's when I kind of realized, like, we're on to something here. Because it gives people their platform that we've been talking about and that they need. Like, you don't always mm-hmm. get it. You don't get people to hear your story and be able to share it with X amount of people. You kind of do it on Facebook, but
you do it on a podcast.
Right. I totally agree, man. And, you know, I kind of forgot about those moments, and they really do make the podcast better, man. Because, like you said, it's unexpected and it's real. Because, you know, I mean, people only say that when they're comfortable. You know, I mean, people only really talk like that when they're comfortable. And mm-hmm. and for us to provide a platform where people are comfortable enough to share their journey, bro, that's amazing to me, bro.
And then I'm even gonna add a third one. When we went into financial readiness, like
mm-hmm.
I was doing okay financially, but I could have been doing better, and that
helping with
purchasing my home, like the credit managing and all that. Like,
that's dope.
So, that is dope. And then I feel like the podcast has taught me the ignorance that I have, and people use that word negatively, but ignorance just means you don't know.
Like, right, lack of knowledge.
You don't know what you don't know, and I feel like there's just been a wealth of knowledge since we've been recording.
I agree, man. And, you know, to be honest, it's y'all, man. And I appreciate y'all for that, because y'all help. Y'all definitely help bring a new dynamic to the podcast. You know, I'm the voice. I mean, I could talk all day, but yeah, I mean, y'all bring the flair and everything that the podcast needs to be complete, man. So I definitely want to let everybody know who listens to the podcast. I appreciate both of you gentlemen, man.
Hey, likewise, bro. I appreciate both of y'all as well, man.
So what were some moments where, like, friends came up and started talking about it that hit y'all?
You know, it's tough because I get hit up quite often, man. But I love how just, you know, I mean, people will hit me up and they say they'll tell me their favorite episode. Or, like, after they listen to an episode, they'll be like, yo, this part was, like, totally awesome. Like, for example, my boy Quinny. Shout out to my boy Quinny. He just had a show recently this weekend at the Laugh Lounge. Shit was fire. I wasn't able to make it out there, but definitely check him out. He makes some great music. You know what I mean? Put on for Levin and PA. But he was one who hit me up with the episode with Nicole. And he was like, yo, she's like incredibly dope. Y'all need to have her back on the podcast. You know what I mean? She, like you said, Marcellus, it opened his eyes to a bunch of different things. And, you know, when people hit me up and say that they've learned something from the podcast, bro, that's what, like, that's why I like doing it. You know what I'm saying? One, it's therapeutic, and two, you mean, we get to share the knowledge, because, like you said, we all have a little bit of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Eric?
I don't know, man. shit, you forcing me to think, bro. Honestly, you forcing me to think right now.
All right, I'm gonna use one of mine. And coming from the guy that brought 80% of the guests on the show,
right?
I know, right?
I was connected with one of my friends from when I was stationed in Germany. She lives in Florida and she's in college right now, whatever. But I hit her up because she was like a little sister to me in the army, mm-hmm. and I hit her up and I'm like, hey, how you doing? Blah 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 blah. Because she felt somebody Texas for her master's and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, just kept talking to her about that. And she was like, yo, I actually used your podcast as an example for school. And I was like, you did what? Like, to a whole college class? She's like, yeah. I showed it to my teacher and, like, some of the students. And they were like, yo, this is dope. Like, I'm actually going to go and listen. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's major.
The word of mouth is just help.
Man, we love it, man. And shout out to everybody who's part of the Positivity Spartans group.
Boy, that went way faster than I thought it would.
Yeah, we didn't. I did not know y'all were supporting like that. We appreciate y'all for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, because, man, like, we had 1,000 members within a few days, man.
I think it was 4. And to speak on that platform, for those of you that do listen consistently, you can go on there after we post our episodes, and we want your
talk
about what connected with you and what do you think went well. You can even tell us what you think went wrong. Like, that's cool. We take in any and all feedback that you have available.
Yo, can't grow without constructive criticism.
Yes, sir. Okay.
We trying to bring y'all the best product possible. And we continue to share in there. You know what I mean? I like reading y'all posts. You know, every Thursday, you know what I mean? Promote your business, promote your stream. I mean, your clothing brand, whatever it is, man. Just go ahead and promote yourself. Because, you know, you see the Spartan Network is growing. You know what I mean? And the objective of that is to have everybody help one another. You know what I mean? That was one of my, like, the major things when I started is I wanted to build a network where, you know what I mean, if somebody needed to reach out to somebody for something, you know what I mean, they can reach out to a Spartan, and there's a Spartan that can handle that expertise. And we definitely cover a lot of areas, and I love it.
All right, Lane. What you got? Oh, yeah,
we bought you enough time, dog.
Honestly, man, I just love that, as you mentioned, that I did bring a lot of guests on. And a lot of guests were alumnus from University of Maryland Eastern Shore, or UMass, as they always say.
Bro, I was just about to say UMES.
This is pretty dope, man, because we're a small market school. We are historically Black college and university. And just seeing us get the exposure, you know, even with, you know, something small as 50 viewers or, you know, 100 viewers, like, I think that's pretty solid and pretty dope for an institution such as ours. And also just overall having Black representation, I think that's truly important and something that I love to see and want to continue seeing.
Yeah, for sure, dog. For sure. I was actually having that conversation with my cousin back home. He's a state trooper, a lieutenant, actually. In Pennsylvania, and we were talking about the representation and everything, and it matters, man. It matters. We can do anything. We're capable of anything. I mean, I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast how I want to talk about Sha'Carri Richardson in the Olympics, but man, yo, Simone Biles is so good that they're not even trying to credit how, like, they're trying to say she's too good. That's how great she is. You know what I'm saying? And we can do anything we set our minds to, bro.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that? Like, I guess the Olympic Committee is saying that the moves that Simone Biles does are so, like, extreme and, like, they're so hard to do that if another gymnast attempted, they could possibly, like, hurt themselves very badly.
Kill themselves.
Yeah, like, it's like, wow. Like, you're that good. You know what I mean? It's crazy. The representation definitely matters. So I'm glad
you
brought
that up. They kind of compare that to this figure skater that would do, like, this one-legged flip, backflip.
Mm.
I forgot what her name is. But, yeah, the move is so hard, like, you could break your neck.
No, that's crazy.
Break your neck, your shoulder,
or whatever. So
that's crazy. So,
yeah, these women are doing incredible things that literally no one else can do at this time.
It's amazing, man. We need more of that. I mean, because I love to see it. You know, Black doctors, Black nurses, Black book writers, directors, whatever. We root for everybody that's Black. Y'all know that.
Yes, sir. Y'all
know that all too well. But, man, I'm excited for the season, man. I'm excited for the season. Yes, we sat down. We talked about some of the things we want to bring to y'all this season, and I'm pretty hype about it, man. With the incorporation of the group, you know what I mean, us, you know what I mean, growing more as a community, I feel like we're definitely about to take this to the next level, gentlemen.
I think we already established, what, 10 different episodes? 10 to 12?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, roughly.
Yo, I mean, one dope thing is that 2,000 plays?
Say again?
For the plays?
Let's see, total amount of plays. Ooh, we're getting about 100 plays per episode.
Oh, that's amazing.
What number are we on?
Oh, what do you mean?
The mass number, because it shows you the mass number.
Oh, okay, 6,272 plays.
Yeah, so we went up like 5.
Recording.
You remember we were talking about that, Zay?
Yeah, how our plays did jump, and we had taken that little season break.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of shows, like,
yeah, the growth. You know what I mean? And we appreciate it. We love it because it's definitely growing, and we're definitely trying to bring y'all the best. Like I said, the best content we can, man. And I'm excited, fellas. So what y'all been bumping lately, man? You know we can't end a Positivity Spartans without figuring out what y'all been listening to lately. Lane, I see you're not a fan of the Pop Smoke Posthumous album.
Absolutely not, man. The first one was cool, which I understand because the album was going to be released a couple months after he passed away. But I think the second one is kind of doing too much.
Yeah.
I feel like the they were just trying to go for the money bag because they put a billion featurettes on that album. And there's literally an interview with Pop Smoke. Like,
make sure I don't put any featurettes
because I don't need it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be known for that. They put like half the album was featurettes.
You know, I'm in a bit of a gray area with that album because it's like, I get it. Because, you know what I mean? If the royalties go to the family, cool. I get it. I mean, that's what's up. If not, if they're just trying to like squeeze money out of his name, then I can't rock with it. But I mean, I gave it a few plays. I played it maybe about 2 or 3 times, and it's all right. I mean, there was nothing on there where I was like, you know what I mean? Like, oh man, I gotta immediately download this to the library. But you know what I mean, it was all right. Yeah, you know what I mean,
I did like
family. I dig it.
Yeah, I did like that they like Kid Cudi is one of my favorite artists, so they put him on a song with him, and the songs that was just straight pop, like I'm like, yeah, this is him, this is his sound, and he kind of went popish a little on the album, saying pop.
Like he changed his sound
a little on the album, but it's kind of hard to know what he controlled because you know,
right, yeah, because he's not here for the mastering and the mixing. I dig that.
I seen this tweet. It was like, Pop Smoke, we're putting a lot of work since he died.
Yeah, for real though. For real though, man.
Got two albums.
Yeah, two albums. Like, and he was on a couple features. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Bro, I was trying so hard not to laugh, because that's like such dark, dry humor, but
Yeah, you know the internet's a ruthless place, man. Internet's a ruthless place. But I've been listening to Tyler. If y'all mess with Tyler the Creator, Call Me If You Get Lost, man. This album is dope.
Hell yeah.
Y'all definitely got slowly getting into it. Yeah, man.
Slowly getting into
it. Lumberjack, you know what I mean?
You slacking, big fella.
Yeah, you
got he got so much content. Man. I don't think y'all understand. Like, my man has like between the mixtapes and the albums, he got like 12, 15 projects.
Yeah, he has a lot out there. If y'all not hit the title of the Creator, you definitely gotta check out some of his work.
Especially if you add like the odd future content, like
right, yeah.
With the artists, like if I
get interested in the artists, I'm going back to their beginning projects. Back when, like, because they have most of the creative control at that point, like
right before they got big and got signed by the labels.
Yeah,
and then people start influencing them and all that. Like I like their raw stuff in the very beginning of their career.
Right, when they're hungry and they pushing out, you know what I mean? That got to get noticed content.
Yeah, the struggle sounds so good.
Yeah, right. that was some of J. Cole's best music too, bro. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Like when Kanye make his next album, Kanye's next album is gonna be absolutely insane because he just went through a divorce. What?
When does this album drop, though,
bro?
I don't know. He had a listening party the other few last week. I think
it was sold
out
week.
A stadium for a listening party. He didn't even perform,
bro. Just lower your expectations, bro. At this point, I said just lower your expectations with the release date. He's just going to tease us at this moment. which is okay.
Yeah, Kanye gonna do the most Kanye thing that Kanye does, and when we forget about the album, he gonna drop it.
Yep.
Right. That's some weird point in the day that has some correlation to something at like 3:47 p.m.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, why, bro? Like,
when I was 16 years old, 3:47 was a momentous time. Like, Kanye's always doing some crazy stuff. Hey, I love Kanye, man. I love Kanye. Yes. I got into a debate with my barber about that, man. He was like, Kanye is trash as a rapper now. And I was like, come on, bro. Don't say that. I was like,
I mean,
he shifted his focus and, you know, like his content to an extent. But I was like, you can't say he's a trash artist because everything he puts out is from the heart. And I think, you know, you can't diminish anyone's artwork.
Facts. Man, I'm a Kanye. I advocate for Kanye, man. He says some crazy shit, but I love his music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just...
Yeah, he be off at times. But,
but that's what gives the creativity.
You feel me?
Songs... What I've been bumping, I say Lil Nas X just dropped a song called Industry Baby.
Okay.
That man is a genius. Shout out to the LBGT... Other letters, I don't know all the letters because they keep adding them, but shout out to all of them. But he made another conflictual video that's gonna get him talked about. Like, he's kind of doing the same thing with Kanye's been doing, like, just put out some crazy content and let the world do what they want with it. But at the end,
it was
a celebrity. Or
I was about to say, whether they love it or hate it, they're gonna talk about it.
Yep,
yes, sir.
I think breaking. Oh, my bad, bro. Sorry.
No, you're good. Go.
I was gonna say, I've been listening to a lot of old school lately, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can put DJ on game, huh?
No, I've been putting my soldiers on game, bro. Because like, anytime we prep for training on Thursdays, like, we skip PT. And so while we're loading up the vehicles, doing all the manifest stuff, like, we always play something. I was like, man, give me this damn speaker, man. Be playing all this nonsense y'all be playing. I was like, y'all changed my mind over here.
That's like cookout music.
Yep, exactly. Cookout music. Smooth.
I call them barbecue songs because, like, every family gathering, you know, black people always, we're going to throw something on the grill. every family gathering, they play those old
50, 60, 70 songs
that you don't even know the name to, but you know those songs.
Right.
Yep.
And as soon as it comes on, you can sing it.
Man, it definitely be those movie songs too, man. Like, it's just those feel good music. You know what I mean? Everybody's having a good time. You look around, all the kids are playing. It sets the tone, man. Music sets the tone.
Break out an electric slide.
Like, music sets the tone for any vibe, dog. That's why I love it. That's why I love doing these with y'all bumping, because To hear what you're listening to gives me a little insight of what kind of mood y'all in.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel like I'm studying music because I'm going back to like samples and stuff for my DJ stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. It's so much fun.
You're gonna have to go live in the group one day so we can just tune in.
We'll see. I could get like, I'm at the point now I could get to like 25 minutes without messing up, but then when I mess up, I'm like, oh dang.
Okay. Hey, 25 minutes, man. That's a pretty nice time, man. It's a pretty good time. That's enough for a couple cars. That's enough for a car ride.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I love it, man. Hey, y'all ready to wrap this up, fellas? Y'all got anything y'all want to give to the people?
Did you give the mantra out?
Oh, I didn't give the mantra. Give me one moment, man. Let me get the mantra for y'all because I totally forgot. Today's mantra, I am healthy, I am strong, I am resilient. And that's every day. I mean, I post that to the group every day. I pull those off Twitter and I just love them. And I feel like I have to share them with y'all because every day it puts me in the right state of mind, man. So
you've been doing that for a couple years.
I've been fooling with them for a minute, bro. And I love it. The mantras, and it's crazy because sometimes, like, I don't know that I need it until I read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you for that, Marcellus. Thank you for that. But it's always crazy. Go ahead.
That's it. If you don't see him post a mantra, we need to hit him up.
Yeah. Right. Right. If anything, you know what I mean? You may not be able to text me, you may not be able to call me, but if I don't post that mantra, there's something wrong.
Something's going on. Hit up.
So look,
hit up,
bro. This I've come to realize this. If Zay doesn't post a mantra, something's wrong. If I don't post a meme in the group chat every day, something's wrong. And if Marcella doesn't post a shirtless photo or video, something's definitely wrong.
Yo, you
gotta love yourself more than somebody else.
You are not lying. Oh, my boy. Got
to see it through.
That's funny, man. That is definitely for sure. Because, you know what I mean? We may do it subconsciously, but we do reach out to one another when we notice something off like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I love it, dogs. I love it. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know the vibes. Positivity, prosperity. Peace.